Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, it's Kevin Don, the Get Fit Guy. Last week on the podcast, we discussed the differences between fitness and performance. If you haven't yet, I'd definitely check that out. Today will be a continuation of that idea, as I'll be exploring the best way for us to resist the inescapable effect on the body of the aging process. As we age, it's normal to see a gradual decline of our physical abilities. In order to help us combat this, a good starting point would be to define exactly what physical abilities or skills we, as humans, possess. It is broadly agreed that there are 10 physical skills. These 10 skills were first defined by Bruce Evans and Jim Cowley, of a company called Dynamax, and are now used by fitness organizations and gyms worldwide as a framework for a well-rounded approach to training. These 10 skills are strength, which is the creation of force against an external resistance, speed, which is the rate at which you can perform a movement, power, the maximum force displayed in the minimum time, stamina, the maximum time that you can exert near maximum effort, endurance, the maximum time you can perform a physical task, not maximal effort. Flexibility, the ability of a joint to move through a pain-free, unrestricted range of motion. Agility, the ability to rapidly change position with speed and accuracy. Accuracy, the ability to perform physical tasks with precision. Coordination, the ability to select the right muscle at the right time to achieve a goal. And balance, the ability to retain the center of mass above the base of support when either stationary or moving. Of these 10 skills, strength is the most general. That is because strength will have a great impact on many of the other skills, whereas the other skills will mainly only be impactful upon themselves. For example, power, which is the ability to express maximal force in minimum time. Without the ability to create force, it will be an impossible task to express it quickly. Put simply, you can't express what you don't possess. This leads us to the conclusion that strength is the area to spend most of our time, if the goal is well-rounded outcomes for general population. Of course, for a particular sporting outcome, strength may not be the best choice, but here we're concerned with health and wellness, not performance. Strength will also be the biggest bang for our buck as a hedge against the side effects of the aging process. It allows us to specifically tackle two of the major hallmarks of the aging process, sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle mass, and osteopenia, the loss of bone mineral density. To improve the body's ability to retain muscle mass, like any other adaptation process, we have to apply an ongoing, ever-increasing external stress to the area we want to strengthen. This is known as the SAID principle, which is an acronym that stands for Specific Adaptation to Imposed Demand. In short, the body responds very specifically to the stress under which you place it. Not enough stress and there won't be an adaptation. Too much stress and you won't recover. So what kind of stress do we need to combat the loss of muscle mass and bone mineral density?
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, let's start with the soft tissues, which are our muscles, our ligaments, and tendons. The best way to improve strength here is tensile force. Tensile forces are where the body is resisting being pulled apart by the force of gravity. Think about your arms being pulled down by heavy grocery bags and how you have to brace against that. Examples of tensile movements we can perform in the gym to improve muscle strength are hanging from a pull-up bar, pull-ups themselves, deadlifts, banded pull-aparts, and lat pull-downs. But when it comes to improving strength in your bones, you'll want to look at the opposite of tensile force, compression. Compression occurs when our body is being squashed between an external load and the ground by gravity. This compression is resisted by the bones, and just like muscles, they respond to the increasing forces being applied. This is called Wolf's Law. The idea is that in a healthy organism, the bone will adapt to the loads under which it is placed, and as loading on the bone increases, the bone will remodel itself over time to become stronger and resist that loading. Good examples of loaded movement that will improve bone density are the barbell squat, the shoulder press, and impact, like walking or hitting a boxing bag. Ironically, when I see aging populations training in the gym, I usually see them on elliptical trainers and hand bikes because they want to avoid impact. But in the absence of notable injury to the joints, impact and loading are exactly what we should be prioritizing as we age, and in fact are the only way to overcome the main side effects of the entropic process on our physicality. When it comes to selecting the exercises best for us to perform, it's always a good starting point to think about exercising selection just as a healthcare provider would consider a prescription. Training, after all, is an intervention with effects on our health and well-being. We should have two main considerations for choosing exercises and movements. The first being that exercise should be safe for the person performing it. That is, we could select explosive dynamic movements like sprints, certain weightlifting movements, or plyometrics, but they may have a great risk-to-reward ratio more than other exercises that we could perform. Explosive movements are harder to control, and therefore won't be as useful for improving motor patterns. They also make it more difficult to ascertain the effect of exercises and adjust our balance as needed. We should be looking for slow, incremental improvements over time. Next is that the exercise should be broad and effective. Just as one would not continue to take a pharmaceutical which wasn't addressing the diagnosed problem, we should avoid exercises which don't move the needle towards the intended outcome. As mentioned already, if the goal is to improve bone density and the trainee doesn't have any notable injury, then an elliptical trainer might be considered a poor choice compared with a barbell squat. As you can now imagine, there are many ways in which to improve strength in the various parts and pieces of the body and the patterns in which we move. Be sure to stay tuned to the podcast because very soon I will be discussing the best movements for improving your motor control, movement patterns, and localized strength. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.